Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios, we've got a couple of superintendents from the Taos Area Schools. Don Vernon, how are you today, Don?
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Glad to have you with us. And from the Oscoda School District, Scott Moore. Scott, how are you doing?
Doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you guys on the show today. We're going to talk about your respective open houses, which are coming up. But first, let's get a little history. Don, how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, I'm going into my sixth year here at Taos Area.
All right. And you've been in the, I would imagine, the teaching and education profession for a long time?
Better than 40 years
experience,
yes.
All right. Now, Scott, I would imagine a little different story for you.
Yeah, I've not had quite the breadth of experience that Mr. Vernon has had. He's been able to do a lot of things in his career, and I've been the benefactor of it. My 3 years here in Oscoda, I've been able to learn a lot from Mr. Vernon, and we've worked together on a lot of things, and I'm fortunate that I'm from Oscoda, and I came back as an assistant principal about 7 years ago, and then I got to have the opportunity to be principal, and then they asked me to be superintendent, like I said, about 3 years ago, and since then, Mr. Vernon and I, we've spent a lot of time together working and trying to figure things out to be able to serve our area.
We certainly have a good relationship, work well together. He is one of the younger superintendents in Michigan, yeah. And I like to refer to him as Young Scott Moore.
It's his term of endearment for me.
Absolutely.
It's his term of endearment. So I make sure to always refer to him as Mr. Vernon.
Mr. Vernon and Young Scott Moore. Okay. You guys mentioned that you work together like that. Let's talk a little bit about that before we get to the specifics of the open house. We were talking before we started here that there is a cooperative agreement on a couple of issues and a few things between the Oscoda and the Taos Area Schools, right?
Yes. The governor has put pressure on school districts to operate as efficiently as they can, and there's incentive money for best practices, and part of that best practices is reaching out and putting together some sort of cooperative agreement or bidding out services. We actually, Taos and Oscoda, have two cooperative agreements. Taos Area provides food services for Oscoda schools.
Okay.
And Scott, you provide...
We provide the transportation management in respect to keeping all the bus fleets available for Taos and for the IOSCO RISA, which is, we have a tremendous group of mechanics that work on our vehicles that have been able to really help out. And people don't recognize just how big our districts are. Oscoda is over 400 square miles. Taos is a very large district.
Yeah.
And Mr. Vernon and I, we could spend a lot of time talking to each other in the wintertime as we're traveling the roads to try and see if they're safe for kids to go to school. And one of the things I did have an opportunity to learn a lot from is just the importance of putting a lot into safety. And that's something that Mr. Vernon's done a real good job with in respect to Taos. They are the benefactors of having what's called a sinking fund millage.
Mm-hmm.
And they take those resources, and as a result of those resources, what they've been able to do, they've improved their parking lot, they've done a variety of different things, and they're working right now on improving some of the security of their building, because it's so important. We both recognize that the most important thing that people can give us is their children, and when they entrust their children with us, we want to ensure that they're safe, whether they're going to Taos or Oscoda. And I know that Mr. Vernon's been able to work with his board and his staff to be able to utilize the sinking fund millage, and they're working heading into next year trying to just optimize the safety for kids to create a good environment for learning, because ultimately Taos and Oscoda, that's our number one priority for both of us, provide a safe learning environment for kids, and we both subscribe to that theory.
Yeah, times are tough if you're a superintendent. A lot of mandates coming down,
right.
And I certainly have a lot of years of experience. I think Oscoda is really fortunate to have someone who not only knows the history in Oscoda but has lived it. And turnover in superintendents, they're short-lived. Having continuity and having that longevity is really important. And I think they're at the right man in Scott Moore. He's homegrown, and he's got tons of energy, as you can see.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes, really, to do all the things that you do. We're big, but we're not that big that we got a ton of help.
Right.
Interestingly, we're just about exactly the same. He's got a bigger geographic area. We're both 1,300 students. Both have about the same budgets, same administrative and teaching staffs. So huge similarities between our districts. We share a common goal. Not only do we want the best for the kids in our own districts, we want to make this a better county.
Yeah.
We want all the kids in Iosco County to achieve and to go on and do great things.
And that's kind of a nice lead into what we're going to talk about with the open houses. This is a chance for people to come in and see, you know, I think of open houses, it always seems to just be parents. But when it comes to an open house like these, this is open to the community who want to come in and see what the schools and the district is all about, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And in Oscoda this year, we're really excited to have people come out to our open house. We've had a lot of programs, and Mr. Vernon can speak to this too. We've been forced to cut a lot of programs as a result of what's called the Michigan Merit Curriculum. People aren't aware, but now students have to pass Algebra 1, Algebra 2, Chemistry, Physics. It's mandated much more stringently on what they have to take. And what ends up happening as a result of that, it really limits. We're not going to be able to offer the same metals and woods and building trades programs because the economies of scale, we can't get enough students to afford it. So what ends up happening is we work through the IRESA and Dana McGrew and their Board of Education to have those types of programs. But we have a major surplus. Plus, a lot of extra tools that were used in the building trades and used in our woods and metals, I mean, welders and scaffolding and ladders and power tools, and we're going to be selling them on our open house evening. So absolutely, we'd encourage the community to come out, see some of the updates that we've done. We've been able to do a lot of painting, but our roofs are in some pretty bad shape, and our bathrooms are in rough shape, which is why the boards, you've probably read in the paper, that the board's going to be seeking a sinking fund millage to try and help us get on the right track to be able to make sure our buildings are safe for kids to come to.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what we're here for, right?
Now, Tuesday, but it's Tuesday night is the open house for Oscoda.
Tuesday night out on River Road campus. It'll be 5 to 7. We're going to be starting the sale of any of the surplus extra goods. It's going to be behind the bus garage area right there on River Road out by the maintenance building, and that's going to start at noon, and that's going to go until 8.
So. All right. And then it's the next night for Taos schools on
next
Wednesday,
night,
the 28th.
Taos area, and we'll be each building, K-4 at Clara Bolin, 5-7 at Taos City Middle School, and then the high school, 8-12, will each run their own separate orientation. And we've had a lot of changes in Taos with staff retiring. We've hired a lot of new people. This is a great chance to come out and meet new staff. Understand the programs that we're running. It's not your dad's high school or school district anymore. The things that we ask kids to do nowadays are amazing. The technology that they're using, little things like we've talked about, just the things that you do to make the place safer.
Right.
Things have changed a bit. I think it's good to come out, get a lay of the land, and we love having that's who we're serving.
That's
right. And we want those mom and dads to come out with their kids, and we are really proud of what we do, and I think they're proud too, and it's a great time for everyone to celebrate together.
Now, one of the focuses that you both mentioned right away when we were setting up to do this was the food, the breakfast and the lunch program there. That's something people need to come in and take a look at too.
Absolutely. We've ran into some situations, and we're not unique, actually. Mr. Vernon and I both had the opportunity to meet with our congressman, Congressman Kildee, and to talk about some of the changes in the food service program, because what's happened is the federal government's taken a situation where students are being served a very specific set menu, and it's got some pretty stringent health standards in it, and we're very much into encouraging healthy lifestyles, so we're trying to promote that as much as what we can. And after our first year, it wasn't as successful as what we'd hoped it would be in terms of the
new
standards.
The government's menu isn't as palatable as some of the fast food places our kids are used to.
That's true.
So it takes some adjustment. There's no question. And as a result, we see that some of the kids just would rather not eat. And, you know, we can't have that because we could sit here and pretend that we don't have kids who are hungry, and we do. We have a very high free and reduced lunch rate, and Taos is increasing as well. So it's not something, you know, we are very confident that our community's on the upswing, but when you read headlines about, you know, the unemployment rate being one of the highest in the state and those types of things, you know, it's our responsibility to serve. And first and foremost, we need to educate kids, and we can do that a lot easier if you know, if their stomach's taken care
of. All the research says that they perform better if they start out the morning with a good breakfast.
Right. And after working with Mr. Vernon quite a bit, I know if he doesn't eat regularly, he can get a little cantankerous too. So it's totally understandable.
So they'll be able to sample some of the food at the open
houses,
right?
Yeah, what Jan's trying to do is address that issue as they make them change to the whole grains and change some of the ingredients in their menus. What she's trying to do is meet their needs and find out what they like. And so she's going to have samples. She's designing some wraps. She wants the kids to participate in that. And we think that's a good thing because there's no sense setting it out there if they're not going to eat it. And right. We want them to have a good breakfast, a good lunch, and why not have their input? Kids have their opinions. So.
And Mr. Right. Vernon and I both, we were pretty frustrated last year when we saw that, you know, in Oscoda, we're giving kids free breakfast, and they do the same thing in Taos all the way through high school for the youngest learners all the way through. And also at Richardson, we do it kindergarten through sixth grade, where students are eligible for free lunch based on our population of students. So what ends up happening is, even though last year we offered that, we were giving less lunches. So we thought about it, what can we do? And since inherent in what Mr. Vernon does and what I do, we consider ourselves educators and teachers mm-hmm. still to this day. So we're trying to educate people that, you know, you can eat healthy. We're going to try and be responsive, and we're excited to have people come out and try the different things, because we want kids to come and feel that we want them there and that they're welcome, and we want the parents to feel that way too. That's our goal.
Very good. All right. Well, the Oscoda Area Schools open house Tuesday, August 27th. For Taos Area Schools, Wednesday, August 28th. We'll be out at each location, 4 to 6 at Oscoda on that Tuesday night, 4:30 to 6:30 on that Wednesday night. I know you guys are busy getting ready for the school year. Scott Moore from Oscoda Area Schools, Don Vernon from Taos Area Schools, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.